Yeah, we're down two. We used Romero there because we felt like if we can keep the game where it was at, we had our main guys coming up there. Eddie Dickerson's been getting on, and Albert, and we'd have a chance to tie that game up. So thankfully, we took the lead.
Each hit, the dugout gets a little more confidence, and then knowing you want to see at the plate more with a chance to win it than Albert.
No doubt about that. There's impressive, and then there's unbelievable, and what we're witnessing right now is absolutely legendary. Gosh darn, you take a step back from managing the game when he's up, and you just kind of take it all in, and I'm not sure what we're witnessing right now.
It is tough to take a step back, but these two games, you combine them together, what you've seen, and if I told someone, they wouldn't believe it.
No, and man, he's just playing with a lot of confidence. Every time he's up there, there's just this expectation, and he's killing it. It's fun to watch. Yeah.
Sort of look at the way that this game will play out for you all. You mentioned you needed a big goal in 48 hours to get it and not have to use them in this game and get away with a win. How important is that for you all the next week?
Yes, the gamble. We talked about it before the game. We really wanted to make sure that neither of them came into this game and they had a true 48 hours and that they would feel rested going into this next stretch. And to be able to come out with the win, not use them, that's big. So we're looking forward to resting them and then getting ready again.
You kind of extended that streak of two earned runs or fewer with to start his career with the Cardinals. What did you like about this outing in particular?
He continues to dominate. He's done a really nice job of navigating any and every lineup. He used his fastball really well in off the plate. He made some noise at the top of the zone and inside to the righties. It opened up the sinker. 8 ground ball out, 6 of them with the sinker. The curveball and changeup were swinging his pitches for him, but continues to execute at a high level. Yeah.
How's Albert keep doing this? I mean, he's 42 years old, and he's playing like he's 22.
I have no idea other than when you show up to the stadium, and he's there before anybody's there, and if you watch his preparation and what he does in the weight room and then what he does in batting practice, and just then it makes sense because he's done that for 2 decades now. And like I said, what we're witnessing right now is legendary. It's really fun to watch. That's the game. Those two plays, that's the game right there. That opens up. It's a completely different ball game. The diving catch and then going back to the wall and making that leap and grab, that is the ball game right there. Gives us a chance to stay in it, stay within two, and then our top with Eddie Dickerson and Albert. It's big time.
Have your mouth with O'Neill and Newt Byer on a collision course there almost?
Yeah, glad they didn't collide. And not to leave out, I mean, T.O.'s homer there is big. We're still playing if he doesn't come up there. So really nice swing by him.